Today is Census Day, which basically is a way to remind Americans to mail in their forms ASAP. The Census Bureau is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to make people aware of the census, especially in immigrant communities, which have been bombarded with ads on TV, radio, and the internet. Here's a sampling of what Asian Americans have been hearing.
Sirf 10 minute mein, you can do many things.
In the time it takes para mag-email, I've helped improve our schools.
Jitna time it takes to fry an egg, usi samay mein I helped increase our healthcare services.
$400 billion in federal funds bawat taon.
The law requires everyone...
Just a few of the ads the Census Bureau created to reach out to the local Asian community. So far, the response rate of the heavily South Asian and Indo-Caribbean population in Richmond Hill, Queens, has been 10% lower than the city's average. And census officials are trying to change that by partnering with some high-profile athletes in their community. WNYC's Habiba Nosheen has this report.
Saturday night in a decked-out hall with gold trimmings on the wall and lots of food. An Indian singer entertains the crowd. On any other night, it could be an Indian wedding. But tonight, more than 100 cricket players and their families have come to hear a presentation about the census. It's a skeptical audience.
They send your forms and here, fill this out. Somebody come on your door, knock on the door. Here, fill this out. I'm not going to open my door. I don't know you.
Tony Ramagan is one of the cricketers who says he threw out his census form in 2000. Tonight's event is expected to teach a few players from each team how to fill out the form. The goal is to have them teach other players and their families how to do the same. Ramagan says his fellow cricketers worry about who will have access to the census answers.
I guess there's a lot of fear. That's why I asked one of the questions. Is there any agency that have access to the questionnaire after you fill them out? You know, so why should I fill this out just to expose myself?
That's the type of fear Gurpal Singh is here to address. He helps run an immigration nonprofit working with the South Asian community. He organized tonight's dinner as a partnership with census officials. He stands in front of the room in a suit delivering a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, per person. I thought you said quick question. Sorry.
Singh answers one cricketer's question about whether he should fill out the census form if he's an illegal immigrant.
Did anybody see a question on immigration status? In 2000, there was. This time around, there's not. And the message has not been going out that there is no immigration question anymore.
Singh knows his audience, and he knows immigration status isn't their only fear.
How many people have more than five people in their house? Don't lie. You know you have somebody in the basement. I know every single one of you who owns a house has somebody in the basement and probably a whole family in the attic. There's no secrets here.
And Singh says there is no reason to fear that even if people are renting out their apartments illegally and more people live in them than allowed by law, the census is forbidden from alerting authorities. Otherwise, a census employee could face a $250,000 fine. So the census is hoping the community's high-profile cricket players, like Tony Ramagan, will drive home that message.
There's a lot of respect that goes on in the cricket community if you're a really good player.
There are dozens of cricket leagues in the tri-state area, and reaching their thousands of players could save the Census Bureau millions of dollars. The Bureau says it costs less than 50 cents per household when someone returns a form, and $57 per household if a census worker has to follow up for the visit. Cricket player Navdeep Sinai says he's ready to bat for the census.
I'm the captain tomorrow's game, so I have to tell my teammates, fill it out, otherwise you won't play the next game.
When the dinner and the music have ended, it's clear most of the crowd has bought the message. The free T-shirts and the cricket bats with the census logo are all gone. But how far the players will spread the message remains to be seen. For WNYC, I'm Habiba Nosheen.
And for photos and a link to a census map, visit our website, WNYC.org.